McCurley in the morning. Bagpipe Brothers in studio with me, and it's time for college football. And I know we take a long time on this, so let's get started. Where are we going first? Are we going to Indiana? Are we going to Wichita State? Are we going to BYU? Or Wichita, what other?
Was Wichita
other,
State have a football program?
What other non?
I don't know, they might.
What other non-conference plume of smoke do I need to go through
all
this
right,
week?
Look, I'm not going to lie to you. The
non-conference
slate.
Yeah, you did. You said you would never say you were hungry anymore.
The non-conference slate was pretty whack this week. And I don't mean Western Athletic
Houston,
Conference. I mean it was whack.
Houston's
going to
be one of them, isn't it?
Houston is on the
I
list.
I told you.
Houston.
Yeah, all these, I hate going through this. Come on, let's go. I'm just going to
pick
one.
So we had 7 SEC games, 14 teams playing each other this week. 2 are off. So we had to come up with 3 non-conference. First, let me update you on the records. So both of y'all went 6-4 last week. I went.
Thanks, Auburn.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, Auburn. I went.
Hey, they weren't the only ones we lost. Who else did we lose? All of us lost.
We all missed Utah, BYU.
Yeah. See, I don't. That's why I don't like picking them Jim Rods.
But we all got USC Notre Dame.
I don't care.
You missed more SEC games than you.
I know, but I only go 50% in these teams that I don't care about and don't watch.
We all went 50%.
I don't care. Let's go.
All right. So y'all both went 6-4. I went 8-2. So now, David, you have a 1-game lead on both of us. You're at 32-18.
His crayon give out on his crayon give out on him, Bauman. He
probably,
went 8-2.
Probably
I don't believe
it.
That.
He probably ate it.
Yeah.
Crayons taste pretty good.
See?
My favorite's yellow.
See?
All right. Look,
the same color as your back. Come on. Let's go.
Yellow back. All right. So let's start off with a ranked matchup.
Oh God. Yeah, why do you get stuck on rankings?
They're the only metric that we really
it
have.
Don't mean anything.
I mean, I agree. There's going to be rankings that come out in a little over a week that matter a whole lot more than the AP poll. But
that's not going to matter either until the last game is played. Rankings don't mean hill of beans.
They definitely set precedents and influence voter decision-making.
Ask Florida State 2 years ago. I don't think it did.
It probably did.
Come on, Gins. What's the game?
All right. So, South Florida, 18th ranked in the country, heading to Memphis. The Liberty Bowl.
I told you Memphis would be one of them, and they're playing a team called the Bulls. That's a basketball game there. Memphis will beat the Bulls by 2 in overtime.
Memphis coming off a loss to Alex's UAB. Yeah. And I don't just mean this Alex. I mean the Mortensen brand.
Hey, Alex pulled out his green and gold the other day, man, and wore it to the station. I'm up on him, man.
Does Memphis bounce back after that UAB loss at home where they beat Arkansas earlier this year, or does South Florida keep it rolling? South Florida comes in as 4.5-point favorites. This one, 11 a.m. Central Time on ESPN2.
I think I'm going to go South Florida here. They had a great game plan against the Florida Gators. To me, that's a bigger win than what Memphis did against Arkansas. It is in Memphis, though. That's a tough place to play. But I think I'm going to go South Florida here in this one.
I'm going South Florida, too. Memphis' starting quarterback, Brendan Lewis, dealing with an injury. Don't know if he's going to go or not. And if he can't go, they're starting a true freshman quarterback. USF, you're battle-tested. You have a very veteran quarterback in Byron Brown. I'm taking the Bulls.
And I'll tell you this real quick for us local people around here. I've been watching Memphis quite a bit. Hadn't seen a lot of Kamore Harris.
Yeah, I think he's only recorded stats in 1 game and played in 2. So
he may be – he's already redshirted.
He's already redshirted, so at this point he can only medically redshirt. He's healthy right now. You know, I'm going to have to go against the Fighting Kamore Harris's as well. We're going to go with South Florida on the road. So we're all in agreement on this first game. Now let's go to the second game on the slate. And this one's a later game for you. 7 p.m. Central Time on ESPN2. You've got Houston 6-1 heading on the road to take on Arizona State. Arizona State coming off their huge upset win over Texas Tech. Sam Leavitt surprisingly playing in that game after being questionable the whole week. Arizona State 6.5-point favorites and right back in contention for the Big 12. Can Houston get it done on the road, or will this be in favor of the Sun Devils?
What about you first, Bow?
I'm taking the Cougs. Jordan Tyson, the best receiver on Arizona State and maybe one of the best in the country, is out for this game. Sam Leavitt's dealing with an injury. Houston, give me the Cougs.
What about you?
You know, I'm gonna go with the home team. I'm gonna say Arizona State wins it. I know that they may be dealing with some injuries, but and they're without Cam Scadabo, and we see what he's doing in the NFL. But I think Houston has just not impressed me against the better teams this year. And although Arizona State may be out two key playmakers, they'll still have enough to win. And they're battle-tested throughout last year and this year. I think the core of that team still knows how to get the job done in these moments. I'll go Arizona State.
You know, I knew this game was going to be picked. I just had the feeling that this was one of the ones that you were going to slam on. So I went through the smoke with both hands and both eyes, and I was cooking pancakes for my granddaughter, and I flipped one way up in the air and said, whichever one lands, this is who it is. I'm going with Arizona State.
Arizona State. So we both go Arizona State, and Alex is going with Houston. All right, David. This is the game that I picked just for you.
Oh, God.
And I got to make sure I get all my stuff right here. So in the, I believe.
Just tell me the game.
The SIAC. We've got the Bears of Miles College heading on the road to take on the Marauders of Central State. This game is taking place in Wilberforce, Ohio.
You know what? I am so glad that you chose this game. This is better than North Dakota State and Wyoming, okay? I got you.
North Dakota State and Wyoming?
Yeah. I mean, those are the type of games you pick. At least this is a local team.
Central State's in Ohio.
No, I meant local team Miles. Okay.
Miles, yeah.
Come on, okay. It's going to be a tough trip for the Bears. That's a long way to go to play a football game, and I think the jet lag will get to them. I'm picking Central.
You're going with Central State. Alex?
I'm taking Miles College. Miles College, winners of two straight, and Central State, losers of two straight. Take the team on a hot streak.
Looked up that schedule right quick before he could talk.
That's what I was Googling when I was talking to you.
He's right. The Bears are on a two-game win streak, and also Central State, they did win two of their games. They're both have two wins on the season. Central State won two games before losing their last two, and both of those wins actually, I believe, came on the road. They have yet to win a home game this year, and Miles College, I believe, won on the road. So I'm going to go Miles College as well.
Okay, so I'm the only different one, and I'm the only one that don't look on my phone. I'm not a Gen Z or a millennial. I just plumed through the smoke of a game that two mules fighting over a tournament wouldn't care about.
You wanted to call that game. You wanted Miles College.
It's okay. And I
said last week, just pick Miles College? And you said you'd rather have Miles College.
And you did. Good. But I'm taking Central.
All right. Central State, we'll go Miles College. I can't wait to see the results of that game. All right. Now we are in the SEC.
All right. Come on.
And we're going to start off in chronological order.
I know where this one's going then.
So I think you know what the first game of the day is.
And you go first.
It is
Arkansas and Auburn.
No, it's not. It's okay. Ole Miss, Oklahoma. This one in Norman. Ole Miss losing their first game of the season last week against Georgia.
I'll go first on this one. I want you to go first on Auburn.
Both teams 6-1, 11 a.m. on ABC. Oklahoma 5.5-point favorites.
I like the running lanes here. I'm here to tell you. Playoff implications all over this game. A two-loss team for either one of these two teams, they're not getting into playoffs. I'm sorry. Don't you think?
I don't think either one of them
will make it to Atlanta.
There's people saying that there's chances for SEC teams that are 9-3 to still get at large if they all beat up on each other. Now, I don't know if that will actually happen. You got to see what happens in the other conferences too. But this might not be a knock-it-out game, but it could be one of those games that secures your spot in the playoffs. So that's the way teams need to look at things. Instead of, if we lose this, we might be out. It needs to be, if we win this, we might have guaranteed ourselves in. Right. Unless they have some sort of Lane Kiffin-esque collapse where they lose to Florida.
I picked Lane Kiffin. I like Ole Miss in this game.
Alex?
I'm with David. Ole Miss all the way. Oklahoma, John Mateer looked like he came back too early the past couple of weeks. The offense has been pretty abysmal. The defense we know is going to be good.
Well, their defense is real good, but let's be honest. What good offense have they played?
Yeah.
They haven't played Alabama. They haven't played Georgia. And they sure haven't played Ole Miss. They played Auburn. They played Texas. They played, who else was it, Arkansas? I mean, Arkansas's offense is pretty good, but I'm just going to be honest with you. I like Ole Miss's offense here.
I do. And their defense isn't bad either. Even though they struggled last week against Georgia, their defense has been pretty okay all year. Serviceable.
I mean, they looked like almost perfect on offense, it seemed like, at times last week against Georgia, and then the fourth quarter happened.
And I like Ole Miss's schedule for the rest of the year.
So looking at this game, the thing that sticks out to me more than anything else is Lane Kiffin is on the sideline, and he's playing a ranked SEC team on the road. Lane Kiffin, in his time at Auburn, or in his time at both Tennessee and Ole Miss, has less top 25 SEC road wins than Brian Harsin had at Auburn in a year and a half. So give me Oklahoma at home.
Okay. Okay. There you go. All right, what's the next one?
All right, next one is 11:45 a.m. Central Time on the SEC Network. The 3-4 Auburn Tigers head to Fayetteville to take on the 2-5 Arkansas Razorbacks. Bobby Petrino coaching for his job. Hugh Freeze coaching for his job. Arkansas's 2.5-point favorites. This is quite a polarizing game. I still have, up to this very moment, no idea who I'm about to pick.
Well, you're up. You're first.
You got the worst defense in the SEC in Arkansas, taking on the worst offense in the SEC in Auburn. You have the best defense in the SEC in Auburn, taking on the best offense in the SEC in Arkansas. This is all statistical. Man, I don't know. I feel like this is the game that Auburn wins. Auburn historically has had a lot of success in early games in Fayetteville. And, you know, Auburn's played four ranked teams in very close games, had breaks go against them. This feels like the game that they put it together. And I'm going to take Auburn on the road.
I'd rather watch paint dry. I'd rather watch
You don't want to watch Auburn's defense against Arkansas's offense?
I'd rather watch paint dry, Giddens.
Latex or outdoor?
It don't matter.
Thank you.
Arkansas has had two games where they should have won against Tennessee and A&M.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda. Auburn should have won some games, too. They didn't.
Really and truly, if you really want to get down to it, Auburn should be 8-0, 7-0. Seriously.
I picked Auburn last week. They burned me. Not picking them again. They're almost Mississippi State level and not getting picked again. I'm taking Arkansas. This is going to be the week they finally get that win they've been searching for.
All right. I'm just going to throw it out there. And I'm going to give you the reason. Auburn wins because Bobby Petrino rides a motorcycle to the game and gets deflated. That's my analysis. I'm like Bauman in a different way. I think this is the week that Auburn puts it together. And one of the things that I think we do, and Arkansas is terrible at stopping the run, okay? Jackson Arnold may not be the quarterback when the game ends, but Jackson Arnold's going to be a difference this week, not with his arm, not with his eyes, but with his feet. I think he runs for another 80 to 100 yards, so does Cobb, and I think Auburn uses that clock in a running game to keep that Arkansas offense on the sideline.
That's pretty funny. You think Hugh Freeze is actually going to run the football?
Well,
he did against Baylor.
And I'm going to say this. I think the Baylor game was kind of a leftover from last year. He ran the ball because of what they went through last year with all the interceptions and the games we should have won. I think he should realize that now because of what you said. His job's on the line.
Yeah, but
he needs to run the football.
He's the type of coach where you break off a 30-yard run, you get in the red zone, and then you throw it three straight plays and kick a field goal.
Well, whatever it takes, but I'm just telling you, he needs to run the football, and he needs to keep that Arkansas offense on the sideline. And, I mean, use all your weapons. Run Singleton. Give a shuffle pass to your tight end. Be a little creative or something. You know, mix some things up.
I was also hoping to see possibly Deuce Knight in packages, but
you're going to.
I don't know at this point. He's removed all of his Auburn stuff from social media. So
I'm just telling you, you're going to see some different people in the lineup.
You may see some Ashton Daniels.
Even if we're winning, you're going to see some different people.
Okay. So we go. Dave and I go Auburn. Alex goes Arkansas. All right, next game up.
We're gonna take a break.
Oh, we taking a break?
Yeah, we gotta play some more hit kicking country, man. We got more hot country that'll melt your coffee. It's Friday morning. Backpipe Brothers in here. We're gonna go through these last five games and get this done. Let's do like Larry the Cable Guy.
Get her done.
Get her done. All right, we'll start with number 4, Alabama at South Carolina. This one, 2:30 p.m. on ABC.
I'll go first on this one.
Alabama, 11.5.
You don't have to tell me all that. I don't care how many favorites they are. Alabama wins.
I agree. Alabama wins.
Alabama. South Carolina's offense might as well not even show up.
One thing I am going to tell you. Simpson takes the leap to the front runner of the Heisman this week. He's the favorite after this week.
See, don't you
think
it needs to happen in like a bigger game?
No. Nobody has played better. I mean, listen, I'm an Auburn fan. Nobody's played better at that position than that man in the last 7 weeks. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, he's one or two. The only person I'd put him up there with him is Fernando Mendoza.
And Dante Moore, just because of his stats.
But yeah. I take Alabama.
Yeah, Alabama all the way.
Across the board, you taking Bama or are you going out
Of course.
Taking South Carolina.
You're not going to be cocky and take cocky?
I hate South Carolina.
Yeah, me too. Why do you hate
South Carolina?
I picked them at the beginning of the year to be a dud, and everybody called me a madman. And they're 3-4, and coach is going to get
fired.
You
hate them for proving you right?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
All right, next up. Who would have guessed that this would be a 6-1 top 15 matchup start the year? 15th-ranked Missouri at 10th-ranked Vandy. Vandy back-to-back favorites against ranked teams in the SEC after having never been one before. 2:30 p.m. on ESPN. 2.5-point favorites to the Commodores. Does Vandy vault themselves into the single-digit rankings this week?
Where is this game being played?
At Nashville.
Missouri should have two losses. I'll start with that.
Yeah.
They gave Auburn about 15 chances to win that football game, and Auburn kept giving it right back to them.
Yeah.
Shoulda, woulda, coulda.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm like you. If ifs and buts were candy and nuts, oh, what a party we'd have. You know?
Yeah.
So who are you going with here?
Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt has looked as a better team, more consistent team. They've been tested and won those games they were tested in. Missouri, I don't trust them. I don't trust their offense if Ahmad Hardy can't rush for 200 yards.
I'll be honest with you. Last week when Vanderbilt played LSU, you just kept thinking, well, Nussmeier's going to score here and take the lead on Vandy, and it's going to be over. Everybody talks about Diego Pavia. Yes, let's talk about him. He's a winner. That's all you need to say. He's a winner. But you know what? Their defense is what stepped it up against LSU last week. Give me Vandy at home over the Missouri Tigers.
Yeah, we're going to have a clean sweep here. Diego Pavia, you're talking about Heisman. He starts his march towards New York as well. And I think he'll have maybe a Heisman moment or two against a top 15 team.
I think he'll get considered
a good defense in Missouri. I think he'll excel, and Vandy wins this game.
I got to ask this real quick. Has Vandy ever had a Heisman Trophy winner?
No, not in my day. I'd be very surprised.
I don't think he'll win. I really don't, because he's not going to. The Heisman now is about numbers, and I don't think his numbers are going to be there. He's a winner, but I do believe he'll get invited. I really do.
I think so, too. Yeah. I mean, they invited A.J. McCarron for a career achievement, so why not Diego Pavia, too? He's had a pretty outstanding 15-20-year career in college. Number 22, Texas. Next up, at Mississippi State. Alex, you said you'd never pick Mississippi State again.
You can go on, Giddens. You know who I'm picking. I'm not picking the Bulldogs.
Texas is 7.5-point favorites after their pretty lucky win at Kentucky last week on the road. Once more, 3:15 p.m. Central Time on the SEC Network. Are you going Longhorns or are you going Bulldogs?
Oh, I was waiting on you're going Longhorns.
It solidified to me last week when we're throwing the ball with an in-field goal range and we throw it to a defensive lineman for Mississippi State against Florida.
So you're going Texas?
Oh, of course.
Let me go on and tell you that the Texas people are going to show the people at Starkville what a cowbell really needs to be like. When Bevo walks on the field, it's going to slant. Give me the Longhorns. I think this is the game. I think this is a game where Arch Manning finally, I don't know if it clicks or whatever, but I think he has a good game. He has not to this point.
Guys, I got a weird feeling about this one.
Go on out on that limb then.
Go on, walk out on it.
I think it's the opposite effect in Starkville. Oh, I mean, I've been to Starkville.
I have too.
And, you know, they've got a tendency to ring those things even when they're not supposed to.
Let me tell you something. When I went to Starkville, Jackie Sherrill accused us of putting helium in the football so that when we punted it, we'd get hang time. We only punted one time that day and beat them 45-12. What kind of philosophy is that? Give me the Longhorns.
I think that Arch is Overrated by Mississippi State's cowbells.
Oh God!
He hears them every week.
He turns into Bevo on the field, and Arch almost single-handedly loses this game for Mississippi State.
Okay, going out there
or
on that
against
limb.
Mississippi State. Give me the Bulldogs.
That's a pretty thin branch, Giddens.
Yeah, and as much as he eats, that sun gun's going to snap.
All right, I'm going to jump a little bit ahead here. We're going to go one game ahead. Number 17, Tennessee. 5-2 at 2-4 Kentucky. Tennessee 8.5-point favorites on the road. This one's 6:45 p.m. on the SEC Network.
You want me to go first on this? I'll make it short and sweet. I think they bounce back. I think Tennessee wins.
I said it last week. Kentucky sucks. Looks like Texas almost sucked as bad as Kentucky. Tennessee will figure it out. They'll win.
Josh
Heupel is. People want to get on to him about that pass and the end zone and everything. Listen. Nobody wanted to get on to him when they're scoring 40-something points a game. Tennessee wins.
Yeah, I'm going to go Tennessee, too. I think the Grim Reaper's coming for Mark Stoops pretty soon.
Yeah, and I hate that because he has been a good coach for that program.
Yeah, I mean,
he's
basically done what needs to happen there. But I don't even think it's necessarily, like, bad performance. I think it's just you hit a point as a coach where very few coaches stay at a program as long as he has in this day and age. So I just think it's one of those, like, time for a change. Like, all just right. A fresh start is basically what Kentucky's wanting.
Do you know how many people will be in the crowd at the Commonwealth on tomorrow?
I don't know. They're having Midnight Madness.
No,
the same night.
Can tell you. There will be about 160. That's
more people at the Miles College game?
That's two parents for everybody that plays. The rest of the people are going over there to Rupp Arena.
Yeah.
It is what it is. They don't care about
basketball.
Football
is king.
That's right.
Sort of like Auburn. And then number one this week in the SEC, I believe, 6:30 p.m. Central Time on ABC. Number three, Texas A&M, undefeated, 7-0 at number 20, LSU, going to Death Valley. A&M,
be careful.
2.5-point favorites in Death Valley.
Be careful. This is smelly.
I'm surprised. I mean, I get it. LSU hadn't lived up to expectations, but night game in Death Valley, A&M only beat Arkansas by 3 last week, and you're telling me that A&M's a favorite? What is Vegas smoking?
Well, you go on and smoke your pick. You're first here.
I'm first?
Yeah.
LSU's due one, big time. I don't even count the Clemson game as a big win this year. LSU is still looking for their big win. I think it comes Saturday night in Death Valley. LSU lost to A&M at Kyle Field last year. This is their revenge. They take it. I'm not even going to – it's not because of Nussmeier. I just think the defense is mad. They're angry. And Marcel Reed is turnover prone.
LSU has one of the ugliest offenses in the SEC. Booger McFarland talked about it last week where it feels like you're not calling plays based on personnel. You're calling plays just because you think you're going to work. You're not fitting your play calling to your personnel. And A&M, they've had a great offense all year long, defense suspect at times. A&M's going to win this game, and Brian Kelly's out the door next weekend.
Wow. Ooh, even that's bold. That's the boldest one of the day.
I'm going to go on and tell you, 14 hours. 14 hours is enough time from daybreak until that game kicks off to where all those Cajuns are going to eat enough gumbo that would probably rival what the man sitting over here to my left would eat. But they're also going to have some liquid beverages.
Sweet tea?
No. More like Long
Lemonade?
Island. More like Long Island tea. And when I tell you Texas A&M's coming in here, this one is smelly to me for whatever reason. Brian Kelly always finds a way to mess it up, doesn't he?
He always does.
But he always has a game that he should lose every year that he will win. I think this is it. I think Texas A&M goes down for the first time this year at the hands of the LSU Bayou Bengals. Giddens? I'm going to LSU.
So I'm the only different one here. I'm taking the better team.
Is that it?
I'm taking the better team. Brian Kelly will be fired.
If he loses this game, he'll be 5-3. He'll be fired.
Would you take Brian Kelly at Auburn?
No.
This is, with 4 years in a row, he hasn't made the college football playoff.
I like him, but I don't think he's the answer.
I don't know what the answer is at Auburn.
I can tell you what the answer is. Get rid of some people that want to be in charge.
Oh, yeah. That's the first thing.
What if Jimmy Rain was the head coach?
That's what I'm pushing for. let's let if he wants to control everything, I'm all for getting the money. He wants to give the money, he should have a say-so, yes. But if you want to control everything, get on the sideline, call the plays, and then let's see.
You know what Yellowwood's formations would be if he was the if he was the coach?
Hey,
you're 2x4 and 4x4. Go out there.
Hey, you know what? It's pressure treated. You know, you remember the commercial with Pat Dye? They put a fence up at on about the 10-yard line with Osmos. Pat Dye said nobody's getting through this defense. I'm just saying, I love him. I do. I think he's been great for Auburn. I do. And I still think that Auburn needs him as a – how do you say it, Giddens? I guess as a board of director kind of guy. But we need somebody to come in and take the keys, just like Nick Saban did at Alabama. Give me the keys and get out of the way. What did it bring them?
Yeah.
Six titles?
But some people don't care about overall success for whatever they like. They care more about
having control. That's exactly right. That's
what they don't really care what happens with what they control. They just want power hungry.
But now 10 million people in this state that are Auburn fans want that out of there. They want to be successful. And if it's at the cost of somebody else wanting control, so be it.
Then you got to figure out a way to get the power back in your hands. I
know you got to find a way to replace the money. Listen, we got plenty of people that can help with the money. I don't think that they're giving their money now because of that one situation.
If Tim Cook came in and said, look, I will donate 10 times what Yellow Fella donates
and stay out of the way,
and I'll stay out of the way, and Auburn streams all their games on Apple TV,
I will tell you
right now, would you take that deal?
Yes, because Apple's their stock would go absolutely through the roof.
That'd probably go down.
I might buy an iPhone.
It'd probably go down.
No, it would go through the roof.
If you invest in Auburn football, the state it's at right now, you would plummet.
No. I'm not about investing in Apple just because he's willing to give the program the money and stay out of the way. Apple's investment would go through the roof.
Oh, it would go through the roof, but their stock would take a fall to start out.
When Jimmy Rain first became on Auburn's board of directors, what happened to Osmos's stock? He's the wealthiest man in the state for a reason. I'm just saying.
We just got to figure out a way to, you know, there's these mega booster donors all around the country for different programs that seem to be content with, you know, here's my money, do with it what you will. Figure out a way to bring our team championships and wins and best recruits and all the good stuff that comes with having a good football program. But for some reason at Auburn, every donor's got to have their say.
Well,
whoever the last one was that was the most powerful and had the biggest pockets then gives it over to the next one who does the same thing. Why at Auburn is it all about calling the shots as well as donating the money?
Because you don't, like I said, you've got to have somebody come in and clear the boardroom. Give me the keys and clear the boardroom. And then if I'm not successful, you know what? You can fire me and 4 years later you can go back to your old ways. What is the definition if you keep doing something over and over and over expecting different results?
Alex, you want to answer
that? And you don't
one?
Change anything. What is that, Alex? It's the definition of insanity.
Insanity.
Yep.
If you keep doing the same things over and over and over without change and expecting a different result, you're going to be heartbroken.
So yep. Auburn fans must be insane.
Yes.
We're insane right now.
Yes.
We're 3-4.
I watch the game every week, think I'm going to watch a fun football game, and then it doesn't happen.
Can I tell you something?
You got a week one.
I'm not even going to get to watch this one. I'm going to be on the road.
Watch be the one y'all win, too.
I hope so, and I won't watch next week.
Yeah, if we win and you don't get to watch it,
I'll boycott.
You know, superstition is a thing.
I'll boycott. Yeah. I'll even boycott the Iron Bowl.
You gotta.
I've always said this is the year that Auburn's going to win the Iron Bowl.
Sacrifice for the greater good.
This will be the year Auburn wins the Iron Bowl.
If we were to lose out before the Iron Bowl, do you still believe that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think the odds of y'all doing that go up.
Lose to Mercer?
We're not going to lose out.
Mercer's 6-1 right now.
I don't care. We're going to beat Mercer. We're going to beat Kentucky. We may not beat Vanderbilt or Arkansas, but we're going to win two more games.
Hey, there you go. 5-7 again. The Hugh Freeze benchmark.
Clear the room, baby.